following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a two-year lease on a brand-new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN Studios.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule. A complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy post-show meeting.
I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow.
Now fast forward to when Daddy gets home.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody.
At this low point, somebody reaches out to Daddy with an important message.
It's that time to go and get and catch your baseball caps. On backwards, put on some shoes, but nothing else, and roam the streets of whatever city you may inhabit.
That's right, Daddy says. With Doug gone, I'll be able to wear my hat backwards, because we all remember the last time somebody did that.
Put your hat on right. Put your hat on right. Santa dress code. Put your hat on right.
Daddy asks himself,
why would you be that miserable a person?
And what about not wearing anything else?
I mean, if there's a train wreck, you look at it, right?
Good attitude, Daddy. So what you're telling me is you're gonna thug out? How much money you packing?
I got a roll of lettuce.
Sound like enough to get us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, we're here. We're right here, Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us on a lovely, one of the finer days of the summer, I might add, temperature-wise. Hope you're enjoying it out there. Hope you survived the windstorm from two nights ago. Did not realize how many crops were damaged in the area until my phone started ringing yesterday. And I hope your crop survived and hope you survived. It's going to be hot again, but enjoy the day. Enjoy the day and enjoy the Doug and Daddy Show, because Doug's out. He's actually down in Omaha at the Cox Classic Media Days. We're going to start our 12 teams in 12 days leading up to Big Ten Media Days, and we're going to be joined by Dustin Dupirak from the Bloomington Herald-Times. Indiana, they were drawn out of the hat first. They're up first, and Damon Day sits in, and that was really out of coincidence because he grew up an Indiana Hoosier basketball fan more than anything. Tomorrow, Michigan State steps up to the plate. Joe Rexrode from the Lansing State Journal will preview the Spartans. So we're going to get that kicked off here in about 15 minutes with Dustin. We're going to talk to Brianna Woodside. She's from the Nebraska Children's Home. There's a golf tournament coming up. The golf tournament's sold out, but we go out and broadcast from it every day. It's one of those deals we do. We think it brings a little awareness to the cause. We think it's a great cause, and we're glad to have her with us, too. That's at the bottom of the hour. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming your way as well, so you will not want to miss that. Coach Day has been all over the trivia questions today. I tried a little Indiana football on him. I tried a little British Open on him. He's nailing them all, and so really, really glad that he stepped in for Douglas today. Coach, welcome back, and how are you?
Good deal, Daddy. I appreciate you coming, letting me come on, and I didn't know if you had noticed that ESPN just announced that you are the newest replacement to tonight's All-Star game. So you make the 800th person that has been named to the All-Star team at this point. So
I thought one thing was pretty cool is they were going back talking to some of the players about their first All-Star game. And they were showing that on SportsCenter, and Omar Vizquel, they were checking his ID to make sure they were calling around, is this guy really a player? Thinking he was trying to just get in and get a good front row seat for the event. But it's a fun time for the fans, I think, in those cities especially, to get to go out and see that many of the star baseball players, one place, one time. Yeah, the home run derby, whether you like it or not, you as a baseball coach, I guess you don't want your kids, okay, try and hit some home runs. Probably not something you teach a lot of.
No, I'm a big guy about you. It's kind of like the long drive contest. Wow, okay, 400 foot. Okay, the 15th one was just, you know. It's cool, I guess, for the casual fan, but, you know, the All-Star game has changed. So, I mean, I was watching the highlights of All-Star games. Just think about it. They used to play so hard. Pete Rose almost ended a guy's career trying to score a run in the All-Star game. Yeah, now you got guys that don't even – they hit a ball on the ground instead of running the first. They just kind of veer off and head back to the dugout. And so, you know, from a baseball standpoint, I think to have it worth as much as it is, I mean, for the World Series home field advantage, and then you got every schmo from every team in the league. I mean, they're struggling to find guys from certain teams. So, you know, it's the Midsummer's Classic. You know, it's –
you know, you'd think the Royals would be one of those teams they're struggling to find people, but Alex Gordon, real close, probably had All-Star numbers if he played anywhere else.
Right.
I'm thinking Alex Gordon's on that team.
That's the problem, because it kind of doesn't even go by what you've done. You know, it's more what you've done over a career. And the All-Star game is supposed to be who's had the best first halves. Well,
David Ortiz could hit 138. He's still an All-Star.
Exactly. Just because he's David Ortiz type of thing.
But he hit five home runs, and they all were over 500 feet. We want him there.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's something to break the monotony, because what is it? Is it tomorrow? Is it tomorrow's an off day again?
Yeah, right.
Tomorrow is the only day of the year where there is no major sporting event going on. Tomorrow is the day.
After
the baseball game.
I believe there's 2 days of sport. I think there's horse racing, but as far as betting on a live major sporting event in the country, I think tomorrow is one of the only days that there's.
But we do have women's soccer. And I'm not a soccer guy. But that was awesome to watch. That was actually pretty cool to watch. I don't understand the lane. I do love the ESPN commercial where he runs into him in the hallway and he just falls on the ground rolling.
That's funny. Soccer.
That is, I mean, I was almost crying when I saw it, because that's what I love the Brazil lady just walking around and then,
a stretcher.
Yeah.
Like, holy Lord.
Bring out the stretcher.
Ambulance is here. We're ready. No, she's back in.
Yeah, back in. I'm good to go. I've killed enough time. So I thought that was one of the cool. I mean, I just love sporting events. And if you just love watching athletes compete at a high level, you had to love watching that game. And, I mean, granted, it was on Sunday at noon in the dead of summer, so I don't know. I mean, granted, it was already 105 that day,
yes.
So maybe some people saw it. But I thought that was really cool to see them come all the way back, and just kind of goes to show you that, you know, it's never over. It truly never is over. And so that I thought that was one of the best sports stories. I mean, granted, we don't care. It's, you know, it's like the Olympics. It's all those things. You know, they talk about the 12th anniversary of the first Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how many Women's World Cup they've had, but that was a cool story to watch.
You're right. Everybody, I guess you think back and you remember Brandi Chastain.
If she doesn't rip her shirt off, does anybody remember? In all honesty.
That's it. That's an interesting.
I mean, anybody remember? I don't think so. I mean, I honestly don't think it was that. I mean, I don't remember it at the time, but I do remember the lady ripping her shirt off.
And then the rush and the flood of emotion that team showed.
Yeah. But if she doesn't rip the shirt off, it kind of probably go. I mean, that's one of those indelible moments in American sports history.
Yeah.
And for her to do it, and she says she just reacted. Come on. She sat down somewhere and said, I'm going to do just what the guys do. Because, you remember, that was the time when you'd see all the European guys going nuts and they'd rip their shirts off and slide around and fly like an airplane. I mean, I don't understand the sport of soccer. I think it's awesome.
Well,
I like the penalty kick thing. I like the last 2 minutes of the women's game. I couldn't have sat there for all 90 minutes.
I just don't understand in the middle of the field when all of a sudden there's a penalty and the ball goes. I don't know whose ball it is, or I don't know why it happened.
Or if the referee, get more than one referee out there. Because it always seems like they're never looking.
Did you see when the red card was handed out when the Marta was going in the box? I didn't really understand. It was, and then the announcers were saying, oh, no, that's not. And then they came back and said, I would like to have had somebody afterwards dissect that play and say, okay, here's what the referee saw, and here's what.
I'm thinking red card, punch in the face.
That's what I'm thinking.
A pull of the hair like that one lady did.
Yeah, from New Mexico. There you go.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, red card. Just.
Or a blatant trip, or, I mean, something blatant.
You know, like a kick, like a straight kick to the head. You know, something malicious.
A roundhouse.
Yes.
Whack, yeah. And you're down.
A forearm shiver to the goalie's head. That's what I'm expecting for a red card. Two people going after a ball where one's just a little bit more aggressive than the other. I don't care where it's at on the field. I don't understand why you get bounced or thrown out. So, but.
It was fun to see, and I think coaches, from baseball coaches in college to probably people in the NFL, will take a lesson and say, did you see him compete?
Yeah.
That's all I'm
– Yeah.
You know, and it was interesting last night, Coach Baronic, the Hickory team won that Mr. Basketball up here, the, you know, group of kids from Ravenna going against these all-star teams.
Right.
And Coach Baronic on I think it was NTV last night, saying, well, it's not always about having the best athletes. You got the kids that compete, get together and play as a team. A lot of lessons could be taken, you know, from the soccer team. Yeah. And then you relate it into your sport, whatever it is. Don't always have to be the biggest, fastest, strongest.
No, I completely agree with that. The one thing when you talk about lessons that I do want your take on is the whole Hope Solo thing. You know, she's being touted as this hero and everything else when 4 years ago she blatantly threw her teammates, her coach, and everybody under the bus. But now she makes a couple saves and everybody forgets that she completely went against everything that stands for team sports. And now she's like this hero that everybody's holding up on this pedestal. To me, I don't get that.
Well, but if I think if you go back, the whole, you know, when the coach benched her,
It was probably one of the worst coaching decisions ever. But there's been some bad coaching decisions where the player understood it's a team game, and I can't just say what I want to say. I mean, that's part of being a team, is you don't get that ability to say exactly or act exactly how you want.
Are there situations you look back on this year, a hit and run, or just something just you go, what in the world was I doing?
Yeah, none of my guys came out and told Buck at the or Seth Blank, man, Coach Day's an idiot. You know, that's the difference of it. I mean, you know, no, they didn't. After the game, they weren't like, well, that was a great call by Coach Day, right on. I would have, if, you know, he would have given me the chance to hit and run, you know. So the coaches aren't perfect, but I don't think it's a player's position to publicly critique every coach, especially in that one. So I just find it hard that how can you go from the most selfish player in women's soccer history to now one of the most celebrated as a hero.
But I think it was all a journey. I think Hope Solo would tell you that. I think her teammates would even tell you that. Hey, we didn't get along. We did. You know, we didn't see things eye to eye. But you know what? It came a time where we had to have one another to be the best in the world. And if you are the best in the world, and everybody says she's the best goalkeeper in the world, pretty inarguable. I mean, that's not something that people sit out there and argue about. That supposedly know soccer.
Right.
Maybe it's more the journey. And
that makes it.
And then the second chance, and the second chance deal, and the way people are today, you know, you're talking to the USA Today, talking about Gene Smith, the Ohio State brass, and Jim Tressel. Well, I think he'll coach again, given the right opportunity. And you're thinking, what?
I want to see Jim Tressel go to a Division III school and take down Mount Union. For any of you who know Division III football, Mount Union and Wisconsin Whitewater win it every year.
There you go.
If Trestle's as great of a coach as he says, then go win at the Division III level. No scholarships, no facilities, no anything. Let's see how good of a coach you are. It ain't going to happen, but that's what I would love to see.
Let's start 12 teams, 12 days, heading up to Big Ten Media Days right after this. And why not start it off with your basketball question back after this?
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Need a place for these? Maybe you need a place to put this. Come to the Crossroads. Crossroads Welding. We manufacture portable and permanent buildings and fencing for livestock, even bucking chutes for rodeos. And we build single and double garages along with utility sheds, all at a competitive price. Crossroads Welding, 2 miles east of Nindin on Highway 6. Call 800-807-5002 or visit crossroadswelding.com. From four legs to four wheels, Crossroads Welding can get you a place for your stuff.
During the final week of July, Doug and Daddy will be at their first Big Ten football media days in Chicago. And they've been honing their interview skills to impress the big city media. How did it work with the voice of the College World Series, Kevin Kugler?
I'm not speaking to you guys. I had no idea this was such a racist and sexist show. I'm offended by this entire radio program.
Unbelievable. Follow Doug and Daddy at Big Ten Media Days on Facebook /ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Misco Sporting Goods, Gary Michaels Clothing, and K&K Parts.
Partly to mostly sunny skies for your day today. Chance for showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon hours. Highs will warm to near 82 degrees. Winds east 5 to 15 miles an hour. I'm Phil Jensko.
Right now, 70.
12 teams, 12 days, and it all starts like this.
Gun, dice right, yo-yo, scat right, wide option, hard, hard.
Hey, Merritt, let me take a stab at that. All right, guys, here we go. New conference. No Dan Beebe. No Bevo. No 11-1 votes. No more. Fresh start. Let's go. Break.
It's finally here. 12 teams in 12 days. Legends Division. Iowa. Michigan. Michigan State. Minnesota. The Wildcats of Northwestern. And your Nebraska Cornhuskers. The Leaders Division. The Fighting Illini. Indiana. Ohio State. Penn State. Purdue, and the Wisconsin Badgers. And now the march to Chicago and Big Ten Media Days begins. 12 teams, 12 days, now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, right now we get things started. We go to Bloomington, Indiana, the home of the Hoosiers, to the Bloomington Herald-Times. Dustin Dupirak joins us. Dustin, thanks so much for the time. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Dustin, we've got Damon Day, our Division II baseball coach at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, sitting in for our own Doug Duda today on your initial visit. Why not start off our football conversation, 12 teams, 12 days, with a basketball question he has? He grew up in Indiana.
Yes, Dustin, I'm a native of LaPorte, Indiana, and I just want to know, are we close in hoops to restoring the glory and getting us back to where we need to be? Is Tom Crean the guy that's going to get it done for us after our failed, miserable attempts to replace Coach Knight?
There's a good chance. It seems like it's going that way. Based on the biggest thing going right now is obviously the recruiting successes that Tom Crean has had. Really, in the past calendar year, he's landed a ton of guys. I think he's got nine commitments in the last year, including Cody Zeller, McDonald's All-American, that's going to be coming in this year. He's an amazing player. I don't know that he's going to be. He needs to put some weight on. He's 6'11", goes about 215, 220. He needs some more weight to really be effective in the Big Ten. But when he is, he's going to be, you know, a phenomenal basketball player. And for the class of 2012, they've already got five commitments. That group right now ranks number one in the country, is the best class in the country right now. There's a kid from up your way from LaPorte, or that's playing in LaPorte right now. It's actually from Columbia, Hannah Perea, that's just an amazing physical specimen. I've seen him a couple times. Just, 6'8" guy with about a 7'4" wingspan, can jump out of the gym. He's an amazing athlete. If they can polish his game, he's going to be a pro. Yogi Ferrell's a point guard. They got some potential All-American. Got a wing by the name of Jeremy Hallowell. Just had a fantastic week up in Indianapolis at the Adidas Invitational Summer Tournament. So they're bringing a lot of talent in. And I would say next year is kind of, I don't want to say it's the make or break year, but you're going to see and get an idea just how good they can be in 2012, 2013. When they get all those guys in, you're going to have an idea of whether or not Indiana can make a comeback or not.
Well, that's great for Husker Hoop fans out there. That should be awesome. That should be fun to play that.
I'm excited about it.
Let's turn our attention to football, Dustin. We get things started here with the Indiana Hoosiers. Kevin Wilson, he's the fifth coach since 2001, something people don't realize out there. Has he had to turn everything around, even the mindset starting with? What's been his take since he arrived on campus?
Well, yeah, the mindset's exactly right. I don't know that he's had to turn absolutely everything around. I mean, there was some level. He didn't inherit an entirely bare cupboard. I think he would have rather had the roster that was here a year ago. They've got to get a new, install a new quarterback. They lost a big time wide receiver in Tandon Doss, who was a fourth round draft pick, and also a fourth round lineman in James Brewer. So there's a couple significant holes they had that I think if he was able to inherit last year's team, he'd feel a little bit more confident in it. But there was a mindset change. I mean, Bill Lynch was probably one of the nicest guys to ever coach college football. I mean, just an absolute prince of a man, but probably was too nice at the end of the day, probably wasn't quite demanding enough. And Wilson has kind of had to turn that around. I mean, based on what we got from the players in spring practice, they were really being asked to work a lot harder than they ever have. And that's probably the biggest thing he needs to do is really, really be demanding when in ways. I don't want to go so far as to say Lynch made excuses, but there were times where he could have demanded more than he did. And I don't think that's going to be an issue with Wilson. He seems to be a guy that doesn't really take any excuses, doesn't take, just doesn't take any BS whatsoever. So he's had to kind of install that, and I think he made some progress in spring, and obviously there's a lot more to be done in August, but that's kind of, I think, the biggest thing that he's had to accomplish at this point. He still needs to get the talent level better. It wasn't horrendous last year, but it's still, Indiana is still Indiana in a league where there's Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State and now Nebraska. They've never been able to recruit at that level, and, they have to try to at least come close to at least recruit at the level of the Michigan States and, the Iowas and even the Northwesterns, they haven't really been there in recent years. So that's something he has to get done in the long term.
Playmakers on this team, I mean, update Husker fans on names that they will recognize by the end of the year when they follow Big Ten football.
I think the biggest playmaker right now that's on the roster is DeMarlo Belcher. He led the Big Ten receptions last year, and that was part because Indiana threw it all the time. So they actually had, number one and three in the Big Ten in receptions last year, just because I don't know what the percentage was, but it was a lot. But he's a 6'5", really jump, really, pretty good hands, dropped a crucial one last year, was the reason they lost to Iowa. But is just a big, tall, athletic wide receiver, a guy that can just be a really solid number one target. The second wide receiver now, that's the one position where they've really recruited well and put together a unit that maybe another Big Ten would be willing to trade for if they had the option. Deuce Wilson is a really good deep threat, great athlete there. Kofi Hughes is another guy in that wide receiving core that's pretty good. They've built a pretty strong reputation over there, and they've got some playmakers at receiver. Quarterback, they might, it depends on what's going to happen there. Dusty Keel and Ed Wright Baker are the two guys that are going for it right now. Keel is a little bit more of a pure drop back passer, but he can run the ball a little bit. Ed Wright Baker is a more athletic guy, a guy that's really good at getting out in the space, so it's going to be a competition between those two to see, who wins that job. And either one of them can make an impact immediately. It's tough to tell how they'll handle just running an offense, running a team with their first year, with it really being their responsibility. But there's a chance that those guys could be pretty impressive. And, other than that, there's, Ted Bolzer is a guy, I think he's a Mackey Award candidate. I think had caught five touchdowns as a, tight end last year, set the Indiana record. He's a pretty impressive athlete, was a wide receiver in high school. He's put on just enough weight to be able to block on the edge and still, make a lot of plays in the passing game. So they have a handful of these guys. Defensively, Jeff Thomas, I think, is sort of the core of that defensive group, the middle linebacker. I think he's the returning leader in tackles, but there's not really another guy that really stands out as a defensive playmaker in terms of what they've already accomplished. So somebody, if the defense is going to get shored up, if they're going to, be kind of the ball-hawking defense they want to be, then, somebody's really got to step up and do better than they've done in the past.
Both of those quarterbacks being sophomores in the new system in which Coach Wilson will bring with him, is that something that's been tough to learn for those guys, or they picked it up relatively fast?
It's tough to tell because we didn't get nearly as much access to practice as we had under the Lynch regime. The most we really got to see out of them was in the spring game, and it wasn't bad. I guess the major change for them is they're going, it's up-tempo. It's obviously the same kind of system that Wilson was running at Oklahoma, where they, I guess, set the record maybe for plays run in the season. I mean, it's no huddle. They're not messing around. They're used to at least huddling a little bit under Coach Lynch's offense. So that's going to be an issue to have guys who, number one, are learning a new system in general and having to run it faster than they would have ever had to run under the old regime. They've got to get to the line quick, make pre-snap reads, make reads quickly. So that's I'm sure that's going to be an adjustment. I mean, they seem to do okay with it by the spring game, but there's a lot of time to make adjustments, and you'll see when the lights really come on and they're playing another team how to what degree they've actually grasped it. I can't imagine it'll be easy, but I suppose it's doable. It's obviously the question to follow this year is whether or not those guys can A, pick up the offense, and B, be able to run it at that pace.
From the Bloomington Herald-Times, Dustin DePerrick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Dustin, on the defensive side of the ball, Doug Mallory takes over defensive coordinator. He was at LSU, I think, when Pelini was there. Mike Eckler, linebacker coach in Nebraska, is now there. If you're going to run that high-tempo, up-tempo offense, the defense has got to make some stops and let those guys get on the field. What they're saying about this defense and the word you're getting around campus about them?
Well, they're obviously switching up scheme a little bit. Last year, Lynch kind of they were running a sort of hybrid 4-3-3-4. They were just using a stand up defensive end, just kind of being a kind of a gap attack type defense. What this group is trying to do, at least based on what they told us in spring practice, is it's more about controlling seams. It's more about making sure that they're not putting holes in the defense. That they're defensive linemen are sort of more taking on linemen and sort of letting the linebackers kind of roam a little bit. And I guess really what it seems like they're trying to do is just minimize the possibility for mistakes, minimize the possibility of giving up big plays. And that's something that they did not do last year. There was a lot of situations where they got burned. They've had lots of problems in the secondary the past couple of years, and I think they're sort of playing. They're not necessarily playing safe entirely. I mean, they do still want their linemen to be able to make plays. They really feel good about a defensive end named Darius Johnson, who, was a leading sack guy last year. They're hoping he's able to do some things. And they're switching up the secondary a little bit and putting in some players there that probably should have got some time last year, like cornerback Lawrence Barnett. I'm not really sure why he didn't play much at all. So they're kind of moving some guys around there, but they're kind of playing a scheme that, again, just sort of shores things up, making sure that people are in the right places as opposed to, maybe overgoing and trying to get into a gap and maybe being caught out of position and kind of giving up a big scene that turns into a big play. That's sort of the goal right now, and I think they were generally happy with the defense in the first over spring practice, but they haven't seen them play other guys yet. So it'll be interesting to see how they kind of react when they start playing actual teams. Because again, this defense has been toward the bottom of the Big Ten the last couple of years, and once they see some of the problems sort of manifest themselves against their opponents in the Big Ten, it'll be interesting to see how these guys, to Coach Eckler and Coach Mallory, how those guys adjust to what they see.
I think the general Husker fan that's new and starting to follow this would say, "Well, Kevin Wilson's a new coach. Indiana must have been what one and 11 last year, 2-10. No, that's a 5-7 football team a year ago. Are they confident they can improve on that?"
Yeah, I mean, I think they are. Yeah, I mean, they have been close. I mean, especially last year, they weren't as close for as many games as they were, but I mean, they had Iowa on the brink. I mean, the ball was literally in DeMarlo Belcher's hands in the end zone. All he has to do is pull it down, and they beat Iowa when Iowa was still a ranked team before they started to fall off a little bit. And win that game, and if they do still come through after that and beat Purdue, they're in a bowl game. Bill Lynch still has a job. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't know how that might have changed the course of things, but if they go 6-6 and they go to a bowl game, Bill Lynch still has a job, and you could say that if Belcher catches that pass, they're 6-6. And a year before that, I mean, they had several opportunities, several fourth quarters where things got away. I mean, they had a lead on Iowa, and it got out of hand. They had I think it was a 28-3 lead on Northwestern out in Evanston that they lost. I mean, they've had talent. They've been able to play right with teams the past couple of years. There's, they obviously did also, again, get crushed last year by Wisconsin, 83-something, in large part because Ben Chappell got hurt in that game, but still was they gave up 83 points. It was kind of a so close, so far away thing. There were some games where they were a lot closer to winning, and there were some games where they weren't. But there was some level of talent there. There is some level of talent there. Maybe it's better than what Indiana's used to. It's still not the level that it needs to be if they're going to win at the Big Ten. But, there have been some flashes of positive things the past couple of years. And I even spoke to Fred Glass about this recently. He said, at the end of the day, if Kevin gets his turned around, they are going to owe some things to Bill Lynch. He did not give him an entirely bare cupboard here. There is something to work with. But also in the same way, there needs to be more. By no means is this a team that Nebraska is going to look at and be, you know, be in fear by any way, shape, or form. They're not going to look at these guys and say, wow, that's a ton of talent. There are some players they have to concern themselves with, but they still are Indiana. They're still dealing with the same sort of issues that they have been for centuries in this program.
Dustin, we always ask everybody we get in this 12 days on 12 teams leading up to media days, who's your offensive and defensive players of the year preseason for the Big Ten Conference? Have you figured that out yet?
I have to say offense, just after, you know, having seen those guys, it's got to be Denard Robinson. I don't think there's any question about that. That guy's just a phenomenal athlete. He's getting better as a passer. You know, I think, he's not quite – he's making some of the similar progress lines that I think Terrell Pryor was making. I think Terrell Pryor was more physically gifted as a passer. But in terms of pure speed, Robinson's just – absolutely off the charts. I mean, I think he runs a 4.340. You know, catching that guy is incredible. He's just, you know, virtually unstoppable now. Wow, defense. Oh, man, I haven't even really thought about that yet.
It's okay. Jared Crick grew up 40 miles from here. Just say Jared Crick. You're fine.
Okay, that works.
All right.
I'll go with Jared Crick.
All right.
I hadn't thought about it yet. All right.
Hey, Dustin, we look forward to meeting you in Chicago. Thank you so much for coming on the ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see you in Chicago.
Sounds good. Thanks, and see you guys out there, too.
Awesome, awesome. A good way to kick off our 12 teams in 12 days as we enter the Big Ten Conference. A look at the Indiana Hoosiers. Dusty Keel is a quarterback Phil Steele, who does as much research as anybody out there, has listed as a starter, so... I know you're sitting out there going, gosh, Indiana, gosh, I can't name one quarterback. Yeah, you can. Antoine Randle L. He was a pretty good one. Can you name another quarterback for Indiana growing up in Indiana?
That's how bad Indiana football is.
Yeah. I mean, it's – but you knew the rushing leader.
Anthony Thompson.
Anthony Thompson, career rushing leader for the Indiana Hoosiers. So I would not have got that. You said number 26.
Yep.
Is that jersey he
wore? 26.
You had a 26 jersey, didn't
yep.
you?
I had a Ron Paulus jersey, too. Probably people don't know who Ron Paulus is.
Oh, he's being a Cook's four-time Heisman winner.
What's that?
He was a four-time Heisman winner, wasn't he? Beano Cook announced that when he was, like,
yep.
in his third game?
Yep.
Awesome. Hey, we do get to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back after this.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly to mostly sunny skies for your day today. Chance for showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon hours. Highs will warm to near 82 degrees. Winds east 5 to 15 miles an hour. I'm Phil Jensko.
Right now, 70.
Hey, welcome back to Doug and Daddy's show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Hope you enjoyed our first team in the 12 teams in 12 days. The Indiana Hoosiers tomorrow. Joe Rexroad from the Lansing State Journal joins us to preview the Michigan State Spartans. Great year a year ago. We'll see what Joe thinks about them. Right now on the Doug and Daddy show, we will be on Monday up at the Meadowlark Hills Golf Course for a golf scramble event. It's a fundraiser event. There's several of those going on. One of the things that we got involved with about a year ago and enjoyed our time, Brianna Woodside's stepping in. She's going to be a spokesman, and she heads up the Kearney chapter or Kearney office, I guess, from the Nebraska Children's Home Society. Brianna, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time today, and it's great to be a part of your event once again this year.
Thanks. We're excited to have you guys out there.
And it's sold out this year, so it's not a big publicity. We just like to bring some awareness the week before this event. You deal with a vast array of people. It's pretty amazing deal how many individuals you actually work with. And it's just not you. There's places all over the state to do this.
Right. Our main office is in Omaha, and then we have 11 offices throughout the entire state. So we're able to serve a number of people without them having to travel into Omaha to receive our services.
And this is basically an adoption. You can adopt through it.
Right,
you can
right.
You help unplanned pregnancies. You help young mothers. Mm-hmm. You act in a lot of ways.
We do. Most people would, if they think about us, they think just that we're an adoption agency. But we're more than that. In Omaha, we have a lot of services that we provide. In the Tri-City area, we primarily provide services to individuals experiencing unplanned pregnancies and then families looking to adopt. And most recently, we've added a foster care program out in the Tri-City area.
So that's a whole different thing you've never been involved with before,
right.
And now you're involved with before. You've went to Meadowlark Hills. Like we said, the golf tournament sold out, so we'd love to give away a team. I think we did that a year ago. We can't do that. Perhaps next year you said it might expand to two courses for this event. It affects so many people that so many people need to be involved with this. And you know, like you said, you deal with families looking to adopt. You deal with teenagers that have no idea, just something that they didn't expect. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of emotions that go on in your office, I'm assuming. Happy, I mean, both ways.
Yes, it's very bittersweet, and there are so many emotions involved with the process, whether they choose a parenting or adoption plan, and then, of course, the families that we work with, there are a number of emotions involved. So it's awesome that we can provide those services statewide and have, you know, a caseworker locally that can be there to support those individuals.
If you're in the Tri-Cities and would like to help out in any way, they can contact you how?
They can check out our website, but my local number is 308-237-2304. And then we have our main number to our Omaha office. If anybody contacts the main office, they will direct them to any of our other offices.
Are there other places in Grand Island and Hastings in the Tri-Cities that have offices as well?
There's an office in Grand Island, and the caseworker there and then myself, we kind of share the Hastings area, but then we cover the surrounding towns. So we're kind of everywhere. We can go to people if they need us to come to them.
Awesome. Basically, today we just wanted to bring awareness to the Nebraska Children's Home Society. It affected my family, actually, and something that you don't think about when my cousin now is 30 years old.
Right.
That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been around for a long time.
We have. We've been around for over 115 years. Our mission is to provide safe and loving care to children of all ages. And one cool thing is that we are the only agency in the nation that doesn't charge a fee for our services that are related to adoption. So for that entire period of time, we've continued to operate on donations, and you know, by those generous gifts of those who believe in the mission.
Incredible, incredible organization, the Nebraska Children's Home Society. Give your number one more time.
308-237-2304.
We will see you on Monday, Meadowlark Hills. We appreciate you stopping by just to generate some awareness for a great, great cause. It's one of those things that, folks, if you donate, this money stays right in the area. It funds the offices here. That's one of the really neat things. You know, and there's a lot of great charities out there.
Right.
There's wonderful places to donate with your money. But we certainly think the Nebraska Children's Home Society is one of our favorites, and that's why we got involved with it. And that's why we're going to see you at Meadowlark Hills on Monday.
Perfect. That sounds like a plan.
Brianna, thanks so much for stopping by. 117 years they've been doing it. They continue to do it. And that's that. We're going to take care of Brianna right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we're going to feed her from our friends at Burger King, because that's what we do here. Two for $4, the original chicken sandwich, burgers for breakfast. They're also available, full menu, 24 hours a day. Join them on Facebook, facebook.com/BK North. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're back on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Everything from the latest surgical procedures to designer frames and sunglasses. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you. Doctors Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk promise you the latest in care. And at Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have the most up-to-date styles in eyewear, all under one roof. Focused on your vision, focused on your style. Call 308-236-8500 or visit us on the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
And he hits a drive into deep left field. Back goes Soriano.
Makes a difference. A three-run bomb for Travis Snyder.
Here's the pitch. Swing it, a base hit to left.
He's going to run out of room. This one's going to go. It's a home run for Buster.
Rockets it to right field deep. J.D. Drew back by the wall, looking up, jumps, it's out of here. Home run.
ESPN Sunday Night Baseball Game of the Week. Every week here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Partly to mostly sunny skies for your day today. Chance for showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon hours. Highs will warm to near 82 degrees. Winds east 5 to 15 miles an hour. I'm Phil Jensko.
Right now, 70.
And I'm steady, but I'm starting to shake. And I don't know how much more I can taste. Oh, this is it now.
Welcome back. Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't fret, folks. Tuesday Troutman's Trivia is coming your way. It's coming your way shortly. Not yet. Calm down. Put the phone down. Relax. 888-455-3776, the number you need to know for that. You can shoot us an email anytime. Any of the subjects we're talking about, or maybe we're missing something. Maybe you don't think we're talking about what you want to talk about. Folks, maybe you've got somebody out there and you're saying, you know, I know you guys got your 12 teams in 12 days, but I've got a guess I think people in the area would really be interested in. Hey, shoot us an email. Call Merritt right here. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. We'll gladly take the info, and you know, we'll try and get them on and try and accommodate whatever it is you want to talk about. Now, we had you on a week ago. Oh, actually, we go to the Dent Popper inbox. Bob chimes in. Oh, this is our friend Bob Hamer from Grand Island Independent. Guys, my favorite former Indiana quarterback, Trent Green.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
Seriously, you're going to dumb me for Trent Green?
Well, seriously.
Trent Green?
You couldn't come up with another one. Indiana, no. Hoosier football fan.
I'm just
unbelievable.
Saying. We were worried about Rick Meyer and Ron Paulus during those times. Brady Quinn.
Tom and Hastings fires in. Hey, Daddy, you mentioned Beano Cook and his stupid Heisman prediction. The only Beano I know that's worth anything is the stuff that prevents gas. Thanks, Tom. See, we had you on about a week ago. Or what, it was right before the 4th, wasn't it?
Yep.
Had you on right before the 4th. And you know, I promised you going in, hey, can we talk about some Cleveland Browns, some Notre Dame? I said, that's been – when you grew up in Indiana, I guess you're an Indiana basketball fan, but you're a Fighting Irish. Yeah. Or
you know, there's so many different – you have so many choices out there compared to just one in the Big Red. So, you know, you kind of bounce around. And, of course, with Coach Knight, you know, everybody goes to his basketball camps. Everybody grows up, you know, listening to his radio shows. And, you know, so there was always that Indiana thing and always wanting to be a part of that. I mean, I don't think you got – people who have never been to an Indiana high school basketball game cannot even – you know how they talk about football in Texas being playing, you know, my high school gymnasium, like I said before, is the size of the Health and Sports Center, and it's full. You know,
Do you play basketball?
Oh, I did up until my sophomore year, and then I was too short to play. But then I grew up and got big, but I couldn't shoot or dribble.
That's prerequisites.
Those are some prerequisites to being a hoop guy, but, you know, so. No, and you had to choose early there. Baseball was my thing, and I wanted to do it both, but it was very rare to have a two-sport athlete.
Okay, give us LaPorte, Indiana, is how close to South Bend?
Half hour west of South Bend, an hour and 10 minutes east of Chicago.
So to Bloomington?
Four, three and a half.
Oh, you're a ways away. It's not like you were right down the road from...
After living in Nebraska where you got to get 2.5 hours to Omaha, it ain't that far.
Yeah,
you know,
gotcha.
Type of thing. Purdue was closer, so we used to go down. We used to have season tickets to Purdue games. And so, you know, that I'm excited about the Big Ten. Absolutely just excited as all could be that we're joining the Big Ten. So,
but you're a football fan. College, Notre Dame's your team.
Yes, Notre Dame's my team.
Grew up going to Notre Dame games?
Grew up going to Notre Dame.
How many a year would you go up as a –
pretty much every home game.
Oh, you went to a lot of home.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just a casual.
No, it was our Saturdays were playing about around that type of thing. So
you like this squad this year? I mean, are we going to improve on the 8-5 a year ago?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't get to follow it quite like I did when I was a kid. But you know, I don't think Brian Kelly's the answer. I don't like him as a coach, and so that kind of, you know, anytime we're the head of the program, you don't necessarily believe is the type of person that you want to be there. I don't think it kind of quells some of your enthusiasm. I mean, think about it with Callahan.
But you thought Charlie Weiss was the answer, didn't you?
We did think I did think Charlie Weiss was the answer. But, you know, at the end of the day, Charlie Weiss has to, you know, he had to realize that it's college and not pro. And
that's so did Bill Callahan,
I mean, there's a big difference between professional athletics and collegiate athletics. And I think Charlie Weiss did a great job with Ty Willingham's players, but couldn't go out and get his own players and couldn't motivate those kids, you know. And I bet you if you looked at the Callahan areas, motivation was probably as big. You know, Callahan was sterile and all about schemes and oh, this guy's got this and this player's got that. But at the end of the day, he never looked at the heart of a kid or looked at, you know, the 5'9 cornerback that may not have anything.
Will compete his ass off.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think when you get those pro guys, they're so inundated with the 40 and what's his vertical, what's his bench press. I think Weiss was the same way. I'm stunned that Muschamp went after Weiss down at Florida to be a rookie coach and to go that far and want to institute the pro style and all that type of stuff in the rugged SEC. You know, I it's the same thing in the SEC where – it's tough day in and day out, weekend and weekend out there to be successful. And you go hire Charlie Weiss. So I don't know. I'm not a big Brian Kelly fan, but I do like to see that they did destroy Miami last year destroy, I say that again, destroyed Miami last year in the bowl game, which I think puts us in a good move going forward. But have they lost the luster? I mean, they lost to Tulsa last year.
Yeah. Well, you know, Trevor Robinson is a local kid. I think a lot of people, you know, especially if you get to the eastern part of state, he was, you know, looked at to be one of those, you know, he started a lot of games for Notre Dame. He's already a senior, which is hard to believe that, you know, you just, that's Wade's son. Wade played here, and I played with Wade's younger brother, Kirk, at Bertrand when we won a state championship. And Trevor's is a starting senior for the Fighting Irish. Your quarterback, though, you disagree. A lot of the publications have Dane Crisp being the starter and may be the starter for one or two games, but you say the kid to take you if you're going to improve on the 8-5 record.
Tommy Reese is the guy that led him to some victories at the end of the year and did a really nice job and did some things. You know, he's not the prototypical size guy, doesn't have great arm strength, but he can win. I don't think he lost a game in high school. I think that's one of his claim to fame type of thing. And so, you know, Chris is coming off of that leg injury again, and so it'll be a big time, you know. Let's face it, the Notre Dame has way more questions to answer than just who's going to be their quarterback type of thing. So, you know, I still think Notre Dame should, you know, it'll never happen, but to throw them into the Big Ten mix, now you're starting to talk. Now that would be a fun conference for me per se, but, you know, it's getting to that time, and I'm as big a college football fan as anybody. Lopers, I was just talking with the Loper coaching staff. They're a month away from starting meetings, and it's getting to that time. People are, you know, you're doing your media days and everything like that. So, I mean, you know, probably once the British Open ends, you know, and we kind of focus your attention to some college football.
Hey, we got to go to the Dent Popper inbox, and you know what? You've got, Damon's got the questions today. He's a sharp one. I've got a couple questions here as well, but it's time for Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. We'll get somebody on the line. 888-455-3776. We go back to the Den Popper inbox. Hey, thanks for the tickets to the concert. My wife and daughter went and had a great time. Dish says they're adding BTN, that'd be the Big Ten Network, on the regional sports channels. Don't know if I believe them, though. It's interesting. That was the tickets to the Big and Rich concert that they won right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, thanks for the email. You know, it sounds like Charter's going to have it too, but you're going to have to buy an extended package, and it costs you $7. And last I heard, it was $7 a month. So do whatever you want. But once again, I'm a DirecTV guy. If you're a sports fan and you don't have DirecTV, can't believe you're a sports fan. But that's just me. That's just me. Okay, Coach, you ready to do this Troutman's Tuesday trivia?
Yes. Yes.
Let's do it. Who are we speaking with?
Sean.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's Daddy doing?
Well, I'm a little sore. Did a bunch of sit-ups this morning. Took me 3 to get out of bed, but I'm still recovering from that. But Coach Day's got your question for you.
Who won the last British Open held at Royal St. George?
Watson.
That is incorrect. Thank you. Try back. 888-455-3776. Who are we speaking with?
Jason.
Hi, Jason. How's your day going?
Going great. You?
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Jason, go ahead, Coach. Ask him your question.
Who was the last champion, British Open champion, at Royal St. George Golf Club?
John Daly.
That's incorrect. That was St. Andrews where John Daly won, wasn't it?
Yes.
Ben Curtis.
Who's this?
Bennett?
Yep. Who was the last? Did you just say it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Ben Curtis.
Are you a huge golf fan? Did you look that up?
No.
He just knows useless facts.
No, you're not a huge golf fan?
Yeah.
Yes, you're not a huge golf fan. Okay, hold on the line. It was Ben Curtis. Congratulations, Bennett. You are a recipient of a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a girl's best friend. Enjoy that, enjoy that, enjoy that.
Won $700,000 euros, he did.
Now, I saw today.
And John Daly won €125,000 when he won it. You tell me Tiger Woods didn't have something to do
with
how big that is.
That's amazing, isn't it?
How big the purses were, how much they've grown.
They're, I think it's, what is it this year?
900,000 euro.
Which is like 1.
Yeah, 1.1 million something. 1.3 million.
It's a lot.
I don't know the conversion rate.
It's
but
a lot.
But I'm excited. Are you a big golf?
I like when you wake up in the morning and it's on.
Yeah.
I like when you wake up in the middle of the night and it's on.
Yeah.
And it's like, by the way, for golf fans out there, Ryan Harrington from Golf World / Golf Digest will join us live from across the pond. He will be there at the side of the course. That is tomorrow, bottom of the hour, 11:15. Doug's back, of course. We're going to go to the Lansing State Journal for our preview of Michigan State. That's coming up tomorrow.
That is my one. That's my place I want. I want to go play golf over there. I'm an avid golfer. Love it. It's my hobby.
What's the handicap now?
I'm probably about a 6 or 7.
So decent, pretty decent.
I'm okay.
Get around all right.
I'm okay.
Avoid the big
I'm not like some of the sharks in this town.
Yeah?
Well. I'm not a big stick like some guys.
8-5 Notre Dame. We'll have you back on the rest of the summer. But they improve on 8-5, you think?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they totally will.
You know, you just
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Notre Dame 9-4. One game improvement. They'll get to 9 wins, maybe even 10.
I don't know that schedule. Andrew Luck, Stanford, USC. I mean, just brutal, brutal schedule.
That's USC?
They're down, but they're still USC. They still get the top 5 recruiting
USC.
Class. Hey, you want to thank?
Kiffin will be in jail by the time that game's
Brianna played. Woodside from Nebraska Children's Home for stopping by, along with Dustin Dupurak from Bloomington Herald Times, and Damon Day for stepping in for Doug. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show right here, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.